NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcoming the ambassadors of the two countries that want to become the newest members to join an alliance which currently has 30 members. The ambassadors had with them their formal letters of application. This moment marking a radical change in opinion in the two Nordic nations that had long cherished their non-aligned status, a change that's taken place in a period of less than 3 months since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Every nation has the right to choose its own path. You have both made your choice after thorough democratic processes. And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
Of the current NATO members, 29 out of 30 strongly support Sweden and Finland's membership. They both have sophisticated armies, substantial fleets of aircraft, and both have served alongside NATO forces in the Balkans and Afghanistan. The leader of one NATO member, though, has objections. Turkey's President Erdogan accuses both countries of harbouring terrorists, in particular Kurdish nationalist groups. The US is confident that Turkey can be persuaded, and that's why the US Secretary of State will be meeting his Turkish counterpart soon at the UN in New York. If Turkey does change its position, the two countries could be sitting around the NATO table as invitee nations at a summit at the end of June. Formal ratification, though, will take several months more. In a significant move, the US aircraft carrier, the USS Harry Truman, and its strike group have been moved in recent hours to the Baltic Sea. Finland and Sweden are not yet members covered by NATO's security guarantees, but its presence is a clear sign to Russia if it was considering any response to the latest developments. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at NATO headquarters in Brussels.